All right, coming back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morse and my man, Kyle. Kyle's over there hitting the ones and twos, trying to make this show just as easy as we can do. You know what I'm saying? I tried to rhyme there. I don't know if you caught that. That being said, let's go right to the phones. Daryl in Flint. What's up, man?
J-Mo, how's it going, man?
It's good, man. How you doing?
Hey, I've been okay. Dropped my youngest off last week. We're moving her into her final apartment. It's her senior year. Last apartment move. Well, I told her she's about to have her last birthday of school down at the U. So it started me to reminisce a lot of things, right? And then when you start talking about this the frat beatdown, I waited till last to call, like, just so I could put my take on this thing, because I think I was there. And if I'm not mistaken, I want to say this was like 87-ish, 88-ish, I think it was 87, and it started at Trotter House.
Wait a minute. You know who we talking about, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. And absolutely.
I'm not going to say his name on the air. I just know.
All I know is that this is the stuff movies are made of. Like, I think it was almost like a what you looking at kind of thing, and then it just and it just escalated. but anyway, it was fun times on campus then. Saw a lot of those things. Our defense, I think they're going to be okay. Going to be just like last year, but last year they were relatively unknown, so they could make mistakes out of the public eye, right? They make some mistakes, and then they got themselves together. Even the running game kind of got itself together over time, right? I can remember people calling the station, hey, why are we running the ball like this so much? We got pass, we got all these receivers, we could be passing. And it seemed like Harbaugh was like, no, we building a house here, bro. And we just in the basement right now. So it worked that way. So we won't be able to do that with the defense this year, because I think all eyes will be on them to see if something different will happen. But I think they're going to be okay. I do. I think we have the athletes. I think we have the coaches. And I think we have the backups to be okay. It'll just take some time for them to get better over the season. But that's right. And I think the last one I think that I wanted to comment on was, going to CBS and NBC might not be, sure, there's some negative leaving ESPN, right? But we all know that ESPN is like SEC Central, right? So they're going to promote theirs, whether they're first, second, third, or fourth, right? Over who's ever leading in the Big Ten. So I think having two additional networks pushing you, plus Fox, I think whatever coverage we were getting on ESPN, any of the coverage that says, hey, we got the best teams outside of Ohio State, it might be a better thing for outside of Ohio State. Everyone else might get a chance to have a look now, because now you have three networks promoting them instead of none. Just my thought.
Here's my thing. Look, that was a beautiful relationship between ESPN and the Big Ten. And the conferences did develop. I mean, the SEC developed. The ACC was up, then down, then up, and now down again. The Pac-12, up, down, up, down. Now they're tearing themselves apart. I mean, what does that all equal? It equals money. I mean, look, yep. It costs money to run a athletic department. Whether the universities help these athletic departments or whatever, it costs money. And if you have 32 teams and you travel these teams and different things like that, it costs money. So everybody's hitched their wagons up to these mega conferences. You can see it coming. I mean, look, I get it. UCLA was going to have to cut sports. USC was going to have to cut sports. There was no way that they could keep up at the rate that the Pac-12 was divvying up money. They weren't getting they were getting disrespected. So I get it. I understand why they went to the Big Ten. I would have jumped to the Big Ten too.
Absolutely. But I guess all I'm saying is our relationship with ESPN was good so long as we stayed in the box that they put us in. Okay, so now that you got, now that it seems like we getting ourselves up off the mat, and I think once we get this NIL piece together, we're going to be more than up off the mat. So now you got two Big Ten teams, potentially three or four, where, you're going to have to promote them. And you think ESPN is going to promote them over their darling child SEC team? I don't think so.
Only
so I think our relationship is good so long as we stay in our box.
No, you're right. I mean, look. You never bite the hand that you can't pick a fight and keep the fight going. Because eventually, the Big Ten could come back to ESPN. And anything can happen.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. I know they're signing the SEC, and they think the SEC is the goose that lays the golden egg. But what happens when Nick Saban retires? You know what I'm saying? What happens if some of the athletes decide that we're going here and there? Look what's happening in the Pac-12. The Pac-12, all the quarterbacks are going east. They're going east. They're flying. They're playing in the Midwest. They're playing in the South. They're playing on the East Coast now. So there's a trend. So, I mean, you got to start looking at things and look at trends that are happening before you do anything. So I'm just saying, anything can happen. You never fight so much as, hey, we're never going to see you again, because it could be they can always come back. You can always come back.
Yeah, okay. I agree. You don't burn your bridges when you walk out, but sometimes you do have to walk out. Sometimes you got to walk out.
Look, if somebody else is going to pay you more money, and it's a prime time, network. I mean, you're on CBS and NBC now. Everybody gets that. The nation can watch Big Ten football all over the place, all over at Fox, all over at Big Ten Network, all over Fox FS1, all over CBS at 3:30. All over NBC at prime time, nighttime. I mean, look, you got your cake and you can eat it too.
Yep. It's a beautiful thing, but all right, I'll let you go so you can get a couple more callers in. And thanks for taking my call. Have a good day.
Appreciate your phone call. And just a reminder, everybody, the Women's Hockey Ice Cream Fundraiser at Washington Dairy is until 8 o'clock, is until 8 o'clock tonight. So make sure you happen your way down there and get a little ice cream and make a little donation. I mean, heck yeah, 30% of all proceeds will go towards the University of Michigan's women's hockey ice team. Did I say that right? Ice hockey team. Excuse me. I did say it. I said it wrong. I messed it up. Of course I did. That being said, because you guys made me read it, I would have just said it, but that's okay. It lasts, started at 4, just wanting you to know it started at 4, but now it rolls until 8. That's 2 hours after we go off the air. We about to go off the air in 4 minutes. I'm just keeping up with the times, But yes, get an opportunity, go over, say hi, talk to these young ladies, tell them, ask them what they're going through. I mean, what they have to put up with. Not being a varsity sport. I mean, think about that. And yes, they should sit down with the president and go have an opportunity to talk through. I mean, they represent this university with pride and poise, and they're damn near the athletes that we have. And they're part of this community, and I hope you do go over and get yourself a comb or two or maybe three, or that fourth one's always good. I love some ice cream now.
Man, you must be able to eat that.
I don't eat. I'm sorry. Can't eat that. I'm on a, you know me. I don't eat a lot.
You got to support.
I will support. That's why I got two kids. I got a wife, and yeah, I can eat one of theirs. You know what I'm saying? CJ ain't eating a lot. He getting the kid size anyway. I'm just saying. Trying to take care of business. You know, just doing all the things that you can. You know, hey, yeah. So, there you go. Receivers. Michigan is ranked in receivers. They rank the units in receivers. We're sixth in the nation. When you think offense, we're sixth. Alabama number one. Ohio State number two. Don't know about that. I think they got that reversed. USC being number three. They stole that kid from Pitt. I didn't know Virginia had great receivers. I know Georgia's number five, and number six is Michigan. Maryland's number seven. Number eight is Oklahoma. Number nine is Wake Forest. Did you hear about the Wake Forest quarterback? He's out for, medical reasons, but it's not football related. So he's sitting out a little bit. So it'll be interesting. That Wake Forest offense was built around him. I mean, he played great last year, and it's interesting to see. I'm hoping to see what he had. The offensive line, top 10 offensive line. This is according to Lindy Swartz. Notre Dame number one, Ohio State number two, Baylor number three, number four is BYU, number five is Michigan. So just wanted to let you know. Hey,
that seems disrespectful to put BYU over Michigan's offensive line. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but that just seems disrespectful to put.
Isn't BYU in the Big 12 now?
Yeah,
BYU is in the Big 12 now. I mean, they're coming in. I'm just letting you know.
They may be able to make a little bit of move, but there's still no chance. No chance. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. I mean, you know, Big 10. I mean, defensive backs were number seven. Alabama number one, Texas A&M number two, Georgia number three, Notre Dame number four, number five, Ohio State, number six, Utah, Michigan number seven, Penn State's number eight, Miami number nine, and Michigan State defensive. Wait a minute. It says defensive back, and it says Michigan State's number 10. They must have really improved. They must have went through the portal and found some guys.
Hey, they said Mel rolls through the portal a lot.
He do. You know he do. You know Mel.
That's Mel, the main focus of his recruiting.
That is recruiting right there for Mel. Mel know how to build a team now. He doing what he can. I ain't hating on him, though. I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying. Hey, Mel, hey, you use what you got to do to win. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to spread a little bit of hate. Hey, you being nice. I'm going to spread a little bit of hate. You got to recruit guys.
Okay.
I mean,
God gave you the transfer portal now. Use it. That's what they're saying.
And hey, he's using it in full force.
Exactly. Hey, whatever it takes. Duck coming. I still laugh when I hear that. I guess. We got to leave. This is going to do it for the week. I really appreciate everybody's patience with us. We're going on a little vacation. Well, I am going on a little mini bay. We'll be back. We'll be back Tuesday, Wednesday, and then another little mini bay. And then we're ready to kick it off. You're listening to the M Zone on TKA, AM 1050. The Ticket.
Yeah, we're clear. Yes, sir. Thanks again, Jamie.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.